Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. Jim Dalton, you called?
A couple questions for you. Just wanted to touch base. You mentioned that you were going to get me the up-to-date bank statements, right? Is your power back up in your area, or?
Yep. I'm going to send those to you within the hour.
Okay,
and
cool.
I've got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I don't fill out a Schedule K form because I don't have shareholders and stuff.
Uh-huh. It should still be in your tax return. It'll just show that you're 100% owner. Let me ask somebody to see if there's something else that shows the ownership. Hang tight for a second, okay? Go ahead.
Yep.
Hold on. Hey, Jimmy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it might be called something. It depends how you file your taxes, but it's either going to be called a K-1, or it could be something else that it just shows that you're 100% owner. Like, it'll say James Dalton, 100% owner, generation of color.
Okay, I'll find something, because I talked to my CPA, and I didn't have to fill out a K-1 because I don't have a partnership or shareholders. That's what the K-1 is a breakdown on.
Yeah, you're pretty much the one, you know, the sole shareholder of the business. So that's what it should reflect on there. If you want, you can just send me the whole tax return and I can go through everything. Whatever's easiest for you, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll find okay. A copy of something. So okay.
Okay, and then another question, Jim. There's another concern. I think you sent me something from MCA and Pearl, but we need one from EBF, not Pearl. You had told me that you had paid off. You said that you had paid off EBF. Did you get one from EBF?
No, I got. Huh?
Did
I
you
got one from EBS. Yes, I got that. I got to send it. I got
okay,
it from
perfect.
Pearl was the one I paid off. EBS, I owe about $2,600 to now.
Okay, and then you owe MCA also $2,300, right?
22 or 23, yeah, something like that.
Okay, gotcha. See, because you had originally told me that EBF was paid off. I don't know if you were confused with Pearl. So
I confused that with Pearl. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm just hoping my underwriters aren't going to give me any pushback about that. But the balances are both pretty low, so we should be able to, you know, we should be able to do something. But I just wanted to bring that up just in case it comes back later. Because I don't know if the offer was contingent upon the zero balance from EBF or whatever, but we'll figure something out, Jim.
Okay, I'll get it over to you within an hour.
Okay, cool. So the bank statements, the EBF letter, and then your whatever K-1 or whatever proof of ownership you can find in your tax return. Sound good?
Yep, I will. Yep.
Okay, Jim. Okay, cool. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.